Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. So glad you could join in the podcast today. We are going to be talking about tweaking the way we talk and listen for better communication skills. Have you noticed how great communicators know the balance of listening well and also when to speak in a way that benefits others? This is something anyone can learn when they have tools on how to become a wise communicator that has a balanced approach. Let's get started with the Tongue series, Lesson 2, Closed Mind or Open Mouth. What does it mean to have a closed mind or open mouth? A closed mind means we are more interested in talking because we don't have the interest to learn by listening. An open mouth can mean we are more engrossed in talking because we don't want to listen to others. So the bottom line is this: we close our mind to learning when we continually open our mouth to talk. Proverbs 18, verse 2, fools have no interest in understanding, but only in expressing their own mind or opinions. The book of Proverbs contrasts foolishness with godly wisdom, and this includes advice on how to communicate the right way or the wrong way. This verse is saying a fool isn't driven by a desire to understand or learn, but they are driven to talk and talk and talk. They close their mind to becoming wise by listening, and instead they stay foolish by continually opening their mouth. They might know a vast amount of knowledge on certain topics, but no one knows everything about all topics. Thus, anyone can learn by listening. It's far more pleasurable for them to be the center of attention than giving their attention to others. They are more interested in telling people what they think instead of valuing what another person thinks. Maybe it's because they want to tell people how much they know or how they want to tell of all the wonderful things they do or how terrible their life is or who knows. But the idea here is that conversations continually center around them and what they want to talk about. Discussions can become frustrating when people don't listen and instead interject or interrupt because they want to be listened to. That's the basic idea of the one who continually opens their mouth instead of also allowing others to open theirs and not closing their mouth because they want people to be quiet. Their interest is in others listening to them instead of them requiring the same of themselves. A wise communicator has a great balance in listening and talking. They don't have an issue with giving others their attention by listening or talking when it's good to do so. They have good discernment in when to be quiet and when to talk, when they can learn from someone and when a person can learn from them. They have a very balanced approach. One way to be a good listener is to give our brain a bit of time to think about what the other person is saying, even if it takes just a few little seconds. And we do this by asking them questions or commenting on what they said. By that time, our brain has gathered a bit more information so we can talk in a more informed or caring way since we have been listening to them. Look at this example in the New Testament. Many Pharisees in Jesus' day refused to close their mouth and open their mind to learn from him. They thought it was more important for them to talk and for Jesus to listen. They wanted the crowd to listen and learn from them, but not him. Others in the crowd, however, did close their mouth so their mind would be open to the astonishing wisdom coming from the mouth of Jesus. So they gained. Unfortunately, at their loss, the Pharisees smugly thought they knew all about the Old Testament and thus let others know their great wisdom that was better than that of Jesus. Perfect example of closed mind and open mouth. Proverbs 1 verse 5, a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. We see again that a wise person listens, and because of this, they will get insight into God's ways. Thus, the closed mouth, while opening their mind to hearing godly wisdom, increases their knowledge. We gain godly wisdom from listening to those wiser than us. On the other hand, a wise person also knows when to close their mind to wrong, deceitful teaching, worldly knowledge that is against God, or other conversations that are not good and beneficial. Another way we can increase in knowing God's truth is by doing what the Bereans did. Acts 17, verse 11. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Examining means they were searching for aim, which is author's intended meaning, not just what they heard about the scriptures, but what God meant by those scriptures. It's not about what we want the scriptures to mean, not about what someone else tells us what they think the scriptures mean, and we believe whatever they say without checking it out, but rather we seek what God, the author of the Bible, really meant. This takes a lot of time and effort and commitment to search for God's absolute truth found in His Word. This is one of the best ways to open our mind to gaining the wisdom of God. We close our mind to worldly thinking and our own way of thinking so we can open our mind to what God wants us to think and thereby do. An encouraging word here. God does not require educational diplomas, high-ranking titles, or any other accolades when it comes to having knowledge of the word and sharing it. Look at this verse. Acts 4, verse 13. Now, as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men, they were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. What causes Christians to be wise in the things of Scripture is to be with God in His Word and to be with Jesus as we read about His life in Scripture. This is what Peter and John did, and it is what any Christian can do despite their background or upbringing or lack of knowledge in Scripture. They continually walked with Jesus and continually gained in godly wisdom. And we can do the same. Look at this verse. Acts 15, verse 12. All the people kept silent, and they were listening to Barnabas and Paul as they were relating what signs and wonders God had done through them among the Gentiles. All the people closed their mouth and kept silent. They opened their mind to keep learning from these godly men as they talked. So many times we miss out on gaining wisdom because we are more interested in talking than in gleaning from those with experience or knowledge in areas we don't know as much about or don't know anything about. It's especially essential to listen and gain from those who live a committed life according to Scripture. on a lighter side. Sometimes we open our mouth just to be friendly and caring and to talk about things that are enjoyable. It doesn't always have to be a wisdom lesson. At times it's just fun and relaxing to listen and talk about something. At other times, we need to open our mouth to stop what's coming out of someone else's mouth, such as gossip and slander, sexual talk, too much personal information, lies, or anything that is not wise to open our minds to. We always want to consider the balance in closing our mouth and opening our mind, or opening our mouth and closing our mind. Each situation is different. Let's do some PAT, practical application time. Here's three tools to help us be balanced in communication. The first tool, close our mouth and open our mind to godly wisdom. We can't learn if we are continually talking. We need to be intentional about being a good listener when godly wisdom or practical advice is being offered. We don't want to miss out on that. On the other hand, we shouldn't open our mind to just anything. We need discernment in what to close our mind to. This would be anything that is contrary to the wisdom of God found in Scripture. We might hear it, but we close our mind to thinking about it, doing it, and telling others about it. Whereas what we learn by listening about godly wisdom, we think about, do it, and tell others about it. The second tool, open our mouth and share. Wisdom gained is not only for ourselves. It's important we share the wise truths of God with others so their lives can benefit by walking in the ways of God. We don't have to be a trained teacher or have a degree in biblical teachings in order to speak God's truth in love. We ourselves can diligently study the true meaning of Scripture so we can open our mouth and help others learn. We can share what we have learned from wise people that know the Word of God and walk with God. We should open our mouths to help others find a better way to live their lives. This is what matures and equips all of us to listen, to learn, and to share the solutions God has for us on how to have life and relationship skills. Third tool, do both. There are times to have an interaction where we listen to learn, but also speak for them to learn. This is normally what friends do with each other. They listen to each other and learn from one another. Not every conversation is a listening or learning one. Sometimes it's just enjoying good, fun conversations. There's a balance in listening, talking, and enjoying just sharing various topics with others. There are serious conversations and fun ones. Let's quickly recap PAT practical application tools. First tool, close our mouth so we can open our mind to godly wisdom. Second tool, open our mouth and share what is beneficial to others. Third tool, do both, listen and learn, or talk so others can learn in the same conversation. Also, some conversations are just for fun and not necessarily all about listen and learning or talking so others can learn. There you have it. Just a few simple tools that are easy to use for being a better communicator with a balanced approach. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the Word of our God endures forever.